For the past 2 weeks, people 70 and older have been eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine in Maine. But the number of doses the state has received so far is well below what's needed to vaccinate all of the 193,000 people in this group. Healthcare providers have been flooded with phone calls from people desperately seeking an appointment. Patty White reports on the frustration and sometimes elation that older Mainers are experiencing as they try to get vaccinated.
The COVID-19 vaccine is 74-year-old Robin Rosser's ticket to some sense of normalcy. Rosser has a serious lung disease and rarely leaves her Lewiston apartment for fear of becoming exposed to the new coronavirus. She says she's tried to get an appointment by calling several of the dozens of clinics listed on Maine's COVID-19 vaccination website.
Normally, you get a recording.
Which, more often than not, sound like this.
At this time, all available appointments have been booked.
Our clinics are full at this time and we are not scheduling future appointments until we have additional vaccine.
And even at locations that allow people to pre-register for the vaccine and get a phone call back when appointments become available, the voice on the other end of the phone is often recorded.
This could very well take weeks or even months, depending on which phase you fall into. Please do not call our office for updates. Be patient and don't worry, you are on the list.
But waiting for a return phone call that could be weeks or months away is unnerving for Rosser.
It's just chasing down one rabbit hole after another. It's very frustrating. I've never talked to a human being yet.
For John and Lorraine Mitchell, who are in their 70s and live in Calais, the search has also been frustrating. John says they haven't been able to find a clinic in the area that's even booking appointments.
We're used to it, aren't we? Because almost in every endeavor, is it undertaken by the state or anybody else, we are generally the last.
The Mitchells say they're trying to follow Maine CDC guidance as they wait for an opening in their local area. But practicing patients can be hard as they witness others in their age group who are able to get appointments.
Our experience was actually quite wonderful and quite seamless.
74-year-old Stanley Eller of Brunswick says he and his wife go to a doctor's practice that's part of Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick. Shortly after Maine opened up vaccines to people 70 and older, Eller says he got an email from his doctor with a link to sign up for a dose. He and his wife were able to get appointments within 3 days. Getting the vaccine was a huge relief, but Eller says it's difficult to watch their friends continue a desperate search.
They then asked the questions of, how did we manage to get it? And we have no idea why it was that we happened to be lucky that day.
There's this real feeling that folks who are tied to health systems are immediately first in line.
Whether that's true or not, says Lori Parham of AARP Maine, many people in rural areas feel they're at the end of the line. And she says people are also frustrated by the various options for signing up for the vaccine. In some instances, providers contact patients directly. In others, they have to make the phone call themselves to a clinic or go online.
If they had the information, if they knew how the process was going to work, and if it didn't seem to be different depending on where you lived, that would provide some real relief to older people.
The confusion about when and how to sign up for the vaccine has prompted all five of Maine's area agencies on aging to provide assistance to older adults. The executive director of the Aroostook agency, Joy Baresi-Saussier, says her office gets 10 to 20 calls an hour. She's pulled together a team of staff and volunteers who enroll people directly if they request help.
First of all, they're pleased to talk to someone and say, just tell their story to us and tell us what they need. But they're really excited when they get the call back that says, we've got an appointment for you.
But the reality is that many people who are eligible for the vaccine are still going to have to wait weeks for a shot because Maine doesn't have enough supply. So far, the state has received about 155,000 first doses. That's less than half the roughly 330,000 people who are currently included in Phase 1A and 1B of the vaccine rollout. Dr. Nirav Shah of the Maine CDC has urged older adults to be patient as the state grapples with low supply. But 75-year-old Ann Wells of Southwest Harbor says that's increasingly hard to do.
I guess the more friends tell me that they have appointments, undoes me, makes me think I'm falling through the cracks and, you know, they maybe aren't going to get to me.
Wells says she spends hours clicking links trying to get appointments for her and her husband to no avail. And now that there are variants of COVID-19 making their way around the U.S., getting vaccinated soon feels even more urgent.
But it seems like it's up to me. So if I don't get through, what happens to me?
The Maine CDC is planning to launch a central statewide registration system. And Lori Parham of AARP Maine says that will help. But it may be several weeks before that's available. In the meantime, she urges healthcare providers to over-communicate with older Mainers about how they might access the vaccine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.